Chucha lifts her arms and pumps them up and down, her purple sleeves billowing. Fly, fly free, she reminds me. Of course, Chucha's dream. First Lucinda, then Mundine, and then Mommy and me flying in the sky. I had pictured us taking off to the United States of America, angel wings on our shoulders. Now I imagine us crammed inside a space capsule, headed for who knows where. Just then, Chucha and I hear the cars honking their way up the driveway, doors banging shut, excited voices in the front of the house. Out in the hall, Mommy and Mundine are racing to the door as the men come trooping in, brandishing guns. Que vivan las mariposas! Long live the butterflies, they greet us. Papi picks up Mommy and twirls her around, then sets her down and does the same to me. Is it true? Is it really true? Mommy keeps searching Papi's face to make sure it's safe to celebrate. Papi's face is flushed and happy. It is true, Carmen. True, true, true. After 31 years, we are free again. Tio Tony, who has been trying to get someone on the phone, comes back to the entryway. His face is grim. No one can find Pupo, he announces to the men. What do you mean no one can find Pupo? Papi asks, then hurries away to the phone and begins dialing some numbers. Who's Pupo? I want to ask. The desperate look on all the men's faces means that Pupo is someone really important they have to find. If that bastard double-crossed us... One of the men is swearing, but another man hushes him so they can hear what Papi is saying. Did he say where he was going or when he might be back? Papi's voice is calm and casual, a friend trying to get a hold